They include chocolate, strawberry, and grape-flavored cigars, which sell for under a dollar at common convenience stores. There's also available online gummy bear and cookie dough-flavored chewing tobacco and other related products. The Cancer Society's Blair Horner says they aren't candy, but they're actual tobacco products designed to appeal to kids and to get them used to using the addictive substance.
Roughly 88% of smokers start before the age of 18. So if you're the tobacco companies, how do you get 15-year-olds to want to smoke cigarettes or chew tobacco? I mean, it tastes nasty. It smells nasty. It tastes nasty. It makes you cough. Well, one of the things that they've done over the years is develop products that take some of the nastiness out of the taste. And that's what we're talking about today, is the use of candy-flavored, fruit-flavored, sweet-flavored tobacco products to entice children to start using this deadly product that will lead to a lifelong addiction and, for half of all tobacco users, an early death.
State Health Department data shows the use of these types of tobacco products are up. Smoking and other tobacco use by teens reached a low point in 2006, but now it's steadily rising, and it coincides with the proliferation of the candy-flavored cigars, chewing tobacco, and other items. Christine Nash, mother of a 9-year-old, says she's concerned.
You don't need to be an advertising executive to know that these products are not intended for me. They are meant to entice not only my 9-year-old son, but my 3 stepchildren and my teenage nieces. Actually, when I first saw the packaging of these little cigars, I thought they were candy. And that, I'm sure that is no accident.
Congress banned candy imitation cigarettes and cigars several years ago. The candy-flavored tobacco products are currently illegal in New York City. But Horner says there's a border effect, with teens in the city going to Westchester and Long Island to obtain the products, which are legal there. The sponsor of the bill in the state legislature to ban the candy-flavored cigars and chewing tobacco is State Assemblywoman Amy Paulin of Westchester. Horner expects that once more lawmakers find out about the widespread availability of what he says are child-friendly tobacco products, they'll also want to sign on to a bill to ban them everywhere in New York.
I couldn't believe it when I saw these things. I can't believe, and I think the same impact occurs when anyone sees them. Remember, 85% of the public doesn't smoke. And the higher you go up in education and income, the less likely it is you're going to smoke. And so lawmakers may not even know about these things. So we're bringing the products to them, and we're hoping that will stimulate their interest.
There's 3 weeks left in the legislative session, which advocates say is plenty of time. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.